Yeah, we do have a quorum, so we'll go ahead and call quorum. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Mendoza?
Here.
Mendoza here, Stone?
Aye.
Stone here, Jackson?
Here.
Jackson here, Leno? Mitchell?
Here.
Mitchell here, we have a quorum.
Great, we do have a quorum. We have one bill to discuss today. We'll be waiting for the author to show up. It is AB 908. Mr. Gomez, come on, step on up. Okay, Mr. Gomez, we already opened up the meeting. We called the roll. We're ready to go. So whenever you're ready, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, the AB 908 has had a long road. We're still, we have been able to work with the opposition to remove them from opposed to a support. AB 908 now does the following: wage replacement increase to 80% for individuals whose wages, as calculated under current law, are under one-third of the statewide average weekly wage for both paid family leave and SDI. The statewide average weekly wage in 2015 was $1,095, meaning this replacement rate applies to those making $18,992 annually and below. Wage replacement increased to 60% for individuals whose wages are over one-third of the statewide average weekly wage for both paid family leave and SDI. The SDI average weekly wage in 2015 was, as mentioned before, was the $1,095. This includes adjustment language for wages when transitioning between 80 to 60% wage replacement rate to ensure increase in benefits. We also eliminate the waiting period for paid family leave and include reporting language for the Employment Development Department on the projected costs and potential benefits of eliminating, reducing, or modifying the DI waiting period due on October 1st, 2016 to the legislature. We also increase the benefit duration under paid family leave from 6 weeks to 8 weeks. And we also increased the SDI taxable wage ceiling to $150,000 and thereafter index for growth equal to the percentage of the state average weekly wage compared to the prior year, allowing for the implementation on January 1st, 2017 for all provisions except for the report from EDD on DI waiting periods. The paid family leave program, in my opinion, under the current model, only exacerbates the inequality that we currently see, treating everybody the same, regardless of income, doesn't help. The wage replacement to 80% for people who are making less than roughly $19,000 a year, and increase into 60% for people making above, sends a message that if you're making a minimum wage or less, 55% is not something that you can live off of. We also acknowledge that increasing the wage, increasing the number of weeks under paid family leave is going to have a profound impact on people's ability to bond with their child or care for a sick family member. At the same time, we had to balance that out with the need to bring in more funds to the fund and also make sure that the people who are using it the most, those are making $82,000 a year and more, are paying a little bit more. And that's what will keep the fund solvent and adequate for years to come. I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you so much. We'll have witnesses in support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Angie Wei, on behalf of the California Labor Federation, very pleased to be here in support of AB 908. The author captured it all. This bill delivers a benefit increase for every worker who utilizes state disability insurance and or paid family leave. It mitigates the potential cost increases on every contributor to the system by increasing the taxable wage base. We very much appreciate the work of the author and his staff to be able to take these amendments. We appreciate the work of the committee consultant in bringing this to a close. We're very proud to support this product and think it's a good thing for all working people. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Jessica Barthlow with the Western Center on Law and Poverty, also in support. And with a brief reminder that approximately 80% of low-income Californians are in working homes. And this trend has only gone up in recent years. This is something that we desperately need to address and need to make sure that the programs that are there, that they're entitled to and that they pay into, are supportive of these low-income families. And we also want to make sure that you are aware of national research that shows that access to paid family leave prevents dependency on public benefit programs, showing that women who benefit from paid family leave after a pregnancy and birth are less likely to depend on welfare and food stamp benefits when they do return to work. We appreciate your aye vote. Thank you.
Jasmine Gordon on behalf of the California Black Health Network in strong support.
Good afternoon. Blanca Castro on behalf of AARP in strong support.
Great. Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and bring it back to the committee. Do we have any senators that want to speak? Bill then moved.
Just a comment. I want to thank
Senator Stone wanted to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I would think it was.
Please.
Okay. You sure? I'll go after.
Okay. Senator Jackson.
I wanted to thank the assembly member for bringing this bill. I find it absolutely astonishing and astounding that we have to fight so hard, particularly in areas where we contribute into these programs, that employers don't have to pay out a dime. The battles that we are continuing to have to get these kinds of measures passed, when we know that the ultimate benefit to the family, to the state, to the taxpayer, is unquestioned as to how measures like this, like the paid family leave, like the various other programs, whether it's unpaid family leave or paid family leave, which is paid for 100% by the employee, not a dime by the employer, is such a rough road every time we try to bring these bills. And I know that you have worked tenaciously and unwaveringly to bring this measure before us today. And I appreciate it, and I wanted to thank you for your hard work on it. I know that I've had a similar parallel track both last year and now, Bill, awaiting a vote in the Assembly. But it is, I think, time that we recognize, particularly with low-income people, that this notion of taking time off from work really is a last resort and is something that people are doing to care for their loved ones or to take time to care for their own mental and physical needs. And I just hope that as this bill moves forward, hopefully it passes, becomes law, we see and recognize how important this kind of opportunity is for our families and our constituents so that they can deal with the issues that life has dealt them and do it in a way where they have their dignity intact. So I just wanted to thank you again, Assemblymember Gomez, for doing this. And I would have moved it, but it's already been moved. So thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chair Stone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that the issues that the authors brought forward are very noble, and I certainly understand the no wait times. The week is gone, increasing the benefits from 6 to 8 weeks. The issue that I have, of course, is how we're going to pay for this program, not only presently, but how we're going to pay for it in the future. I know that many people in my county that has one of the highest unemployment numbers, we have many people that are working more than one job so that they can, so the wives or the husbands can stay home and take care of the kids and making sure they're fed and going to school. And this is going to impose a $4,000 tax on these people that are working very hard to make ends meet in an economy that I still think is very shaky. It's estimated, in my report, EDD estimates that the payroll tax increase from 1% to 1.13% in 2017 would be needed to maintain the expanded benefits. So it's going to have to be reflected somehow. You can't just dish out money, even though it's all employee contributed, and not have enough funds to take care of these people that are desirous of these issues. So, you know, at a time when it's employers, especially small employers, I can speak for myself as a small employer, this paid leave could have some devastating consequences on myself, where I need some very specialized people, and I don't have the luxury of having, you know, hundreds of people that work for me. My staff is about 15 in my pharmacy, and if I have four that have to leave, God forbid, for some personal emergency, which is certainly understandable, it could have a devastating consequence, certainly, on my business. And then we have entrepreneurs that are here, again, working in their own businesses, trying to do better for themselves, and yet we're putting another tax on what we've unarguably have said, that California is one of the most highest taxed states in the union, and this is just going to further illuminate that inequity, if you will, in trying to have a more pro-business environment, having more people come here to locate jobs, having people to be entrepreneurs, and God willing, make a lot of money and hopefully pay a lot of taxes as a result. But I think it needs to be fair. So for those reasons, I can't support the bill today.
Thank you. Senator Leno.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also want to thank the author for all the reasons stated. In particular, I appreciate increasing the SDI taxable wage ceiling to $150,000. You know, for all of those who are earning that or less, and that's probably around 99.5% of the state, excuse if I'm off a little bit, that we pay the same rate of tax as someone who's earning $1 million or $10 million, or in the case of many and more people, $100 million a year, and hedge fund folks who are making over $1 billion a year and paying a 15% tax rate, as did Mitt Romney, it's a bit galling. So it's a very modest thing to raise the ceiling to $150,000, but it will bring in additional necessary funds. And I'm not sure if I heard Senator Stone correctly about someone being impacted as a result of this by $4,000. My calculations at that difference of between 1% and 1.3%, you'd have to be earning over $350,000 a year to be slapped with an additional $4,000. A person earning $30,000 a year might be impacted by about $100 a year. So it's modest, but the benefit that will be provided as a result of that increase, I think most workers, as represented by Cal Labor Fed here today, would say that's a pretty good deal. So I'm happy to support the bill today.
Between 104 and 150,
thank you, Senator Leno. Thank you, colleagues. Again, I want to thank the author for bringing this bill forward. I want to thank the stakeholders and everybody in the process of making this bill, bringing the new version forward. Thankfully, in our state, we're able to provide some sort of economic security for those families, those workers that want to take time to bond with their child or help a sick relative or even themselves. You know, I think the making these new adjustments to this bill, I think, will make it that much stronger, that much better for all workers. And I'm happy to support it, and I'm glad there's a motion to on this measure. And go ahead, Madam Secretary, let's have a roll call.
The motion is the measure be referred to Appropriations Committee. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Stone?
No.
Stone, no. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye.
Okay, the vote is, you have four votes. The measure is out. Congratulations. We'll see you on the floor. Thank you. Meeting is adjourned. See you tomorrow.